Preventive cardiology is an established concept. Get involved with it or support those in your community who are interested in it. That is, in the rehabilitation of cardiac patients and in the primary prevention of heart attacks. Acquire the minimal skills and understanding that you can get a patient on the way toward a more healthy lifestyle. Be credible in your own personal lifestyle. Be an example for your patients, example for your family, an example for your community. I presume you're going to be able to edit this.
Yes.
There are a couple of other areas. Use your good authority at the appropriate time to help influence people. After you've listened to the base of the lungs with your stethoscope and the annual exam, ask how much are you smoking now. Make clear-cut recommendations for change. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't reject patients. If they can't do as you say, continue to accept them and help them. Help them develop responsibility for their own health rather than relying on you to provide it all in the form of procedures, pills, surgery, or advice. Develop a routine in which questions about eating behavior, smoking behavior, and physical activity become as natural as questions about pain in the belly. Instigate routine screening and follow-up procedures in your office that are out of your hands, that become routine and administrative, so that everybody has his blood pressure taken every time he comes in the office, so that some questions are asked about smoking activity, physical activity, eating patterns on regular annual visits. Give as much credence and as much seriousness to your advice on living pattern as you do in prescribing drugs. Emphasize it at the time, the opportunity that you have to emphasize it when people are sick or when they come for an overall evaluation. Support your local heart association.
Are there any questions that we haven't asked that should be asked?
You say there's a session on diet controversy. I'm not sure who's doing it this time. These pros and cons don't do any good. There is a basic cause of the controversies, and instead of getting to these and resolving these, the American College of Cardiology and others, particularly program chairman that want some popular lectern antics, put things up as pro and con as a debate instead of trying to resolve the issues and bring people together. I would like to see somebody of the stature of Bob Brandenburg. I'd like to see the president bring us together, what we agree on in terms of prevention, rather than tearing us apart as Tom James did for the American Heart Association. The basic cause of controversies, most of these controversies, is failure to understand these three different views of medicine. The clinical, in which you're concerned with individual diagnosis and tailored individual treatment. The academic, in which you're concerned with mechanisms at cell level and you never learn everything. And the public health, in which you're concerned with diagnosing the cultural illness and prescribing a general approach to its alleviation. It's doctors that can't make the jump from the individual to the population and back. It's this that causes controversy. And that becomes a fairly sophisticated concept. I don't know how to get it across.
That's interesting. Any other things, Steve?
No, I'm wonder.
Yeah, that kind of goes a ways toward explaining some statements that we've heard about
right.
calling the relationship between the disease and smoking as a concept.
Yeah.
They were
you see, the doctor sees the individual case. He sees all the smokers that don't develop lung cancer. It's a paradox. He makes his decision whether to take out a gallbladder on the basis of probabilities, basis of likelihood of getting in trouble, patient with particular findings and symptoms. But he won't make a decision concerning smoking on the basis of the same probabilities. It's a peculiar thing that health, in regard to health behavior, the doctor is requiring more evidence than he requires to give a pill or to recommend a procedure. And there's something very fundamental there, and I haven't gotten to the bottom of it. I really don't know. He'll prescribe a pill for which the experimental evidence is very weak, or even a surgical procedure, early, in bypass, for example, without experimental proof. And yet, no, don't worry about smoking. Your chances are pretty good. There is the uncritical nature of the American cardiologist's ability to evaluate literature, the faddism, the acting only according to what the latest New England Journal or the American Journal of Cardiology said. Lack of perspective on one hand, or opposite, total cynicism, don't do anything. Aggressive in traditional medicine, giving pills, surgery, very conservative, inactive in terms of common sense, areas of people's living behavior in which they have no knowledge, little interest, and little skill. I would rather that be on a positive note, that things are improving, doctors are becoming aware, and the doctors that are most interested in the broader aspects of disease are becoming involved. I don't like to chastise my colleagues except in private.
Is there a possible relationship between people drawing a distinction between the individual and the sociological
right.
disease
right.
and their search for the solution in the biological or in the
yeah.
social?
Yeah.
Is there anything to explore there?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly true that seeking of these mechanisms is the ideal that's been held in front of us, and not the idea of helping people with their health behavior, or taking care of the whole family, or being concerned about the public health. So it's a question of education, exposure, tradition, prestige. And the clearest indication is that there's never been given a Nobel Prize for anything that had anything directly related to a mass public health phenomenon. Always has to do with a mechanism at the cell level, which is extremely remote from public health phenomena. The same is true of the Lasker Award. The Lasker Award given to the Hypertension Detection Follow-Up Program staff and Bob Levy last week was the first Lasker Award that's ever been given for anything that really relevant to the public health. So it's a question of your peers, and your peers in academia are at the basic level. Your peers in clinical medicine are what it takes to get somebody back on his feet who's already pretty sick.